Now to talk about how the other candidates fared yesterday, we turn to Slate's Washington Bureau Chief, Chris Solentrop, who's in Oklahoma City. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Retired General Wesley Clark won in Oklahoma. Here he is last night talking to supporters.
As an old soldier from Arkansas, I just couldn't be prouder of your support in this first election that I've ever won. Thank you.
Wesley Clark also placed second just behind John Kerry in Arizona and New Mexico yesterday. Chris, what does this mean for his campaign?
It means he's not quitting, which is what I think even people in the campaign thought. They might be folding up their tents and heading back to Little Rock after tomorrow's results came in. But they barely won, and that means they get to go on.
And the same for Senator John Edwards. He won South Carolina, his native state, and here he is talking to his supporters last night.
If the American people give me a shot at George Bush next November, I will give them back the White House. It is their White House.
Chris, Edwards said this was his must-win state, but so far it's his only win state. So what is he looking to do over the next few weeks?
Well, I think he has to be looking to go to Virginia and Tennessee on February 10th and to win both of those. The problem is that's where Wes Clark is going to.
And it's a problem because they're both Southerners.
They're both Southerners, and also it just divides the opposition to Kerry. I mean, Kerry is not just winning in some of these states, he's annihilating people. But to the extent that there's, 50% of the people in these states that are voting for people other than John Kerry, when that kind of vote can't consolidate around one person, it's just going to divide the opposition, and Kerry, I think, is just going to keep winning.
And Howard Dean didn't win any state yesterday, and he says he's looking toward this weekend and beyond. Is there a point where he has to win or get out, or will he keep looking beyond to the next primary and the next primary and the next primary?
I don't know if there's a point that he has to win. I mean, I would argue he has to win Wisconsin, or this whole exercise that he's doing becomes a joke. But they're saying, oh, we can go to March 2nd. But at some point, if you're going to compete in New York and California and Ohio, you have to have money. And I think for them to get money, they've got to win Wisconsin on February 17th.
And money is starting to run out for Dean and some of the other candidates. Who is running out of money right now?
I think everybody's running out of money except Kerry. I don't know that for a fact. But Dean says they're raising money over the Internet. Of course, the question there is, what has their money gotten them anyway? But they're out of money. I mean, they spent $30 million last year, and it didn't get them anything. And now they have some money, but not a lot. And Kerry is the only candidate who's shown that he can compete in every state and has the money and resources to go spend money and campaign in every state. The other candidates are picking their spots, and that's because they don't have the resources to do anything but that.
So has it become a chicken and egg thing? You have to win to get the money, and you can't win without the money?
Kind of. I mean, look, Dean got money without winning.
He just
and then
spent
the money
it all.
Didn't. That's right. But yes, money. Winning does bring money. Money doesn't always bring wins.
So looking forward to this weekend, we have delegate-rich Michigan and Washington State. How does it look there?
Well, I mean, the Dean people are hoping that they have a chance in Washington State. He traveled there in August and got huge crowds. But, as we've learned over the course of this campaign, the support Dean was garnering in August hasn't translated into votes necessarily. And I think Kerry is up. I mean, Kerry went to Washington yesterday. He's there right now, I'm pretty sure. And I think he's up big in the polls in Michigan. So Kerry's still the guy to beat. And if somebody else wins those states, I think it's big news.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Solentrop writes the On the Trail column for Slate, and he joined us from Oklahoma City.